Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, July 19th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, John D. Whitney. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we take deep dives into fascinating Wikipedia articles, making sure you stay informed and enlightened in just a few short minutes. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're exploring the life and contributions of John D. Whitney, a pioneering figure in the world of computer graphics and animation. John D. Whitney's work lies at the intersection of art, technology, and philosophy, and he is often hailed as the father of computer animation. Born in April 1917 in Pasadena, California, Whitney's early life was steeped in music and mechanical tinkering. These formative experiences would lay the foundation for his later groundbreaking work in computer graphics. Imagine growing up in the early 20th century, a time when the world was rapidly industrializing and technology was transforming daily life. Whitney's fascination with the mechanical and auditory world led him to study music at Pomona College. However, his keen interest in technology caught up with him. During World War II, Whitney served in the United States Army Air Forces, where he worked on the development of anti-aircraft targeting technology. This blend of mechanical expertise and artistic creativity would become a hallmark of his career. After the war, Whitney's experimentation led to the creation of a revolutionary machine called the Whitney Sound Synthesizer, one of the earliest devices to create and manipulate moving images with sound. If you're wondering what it looks like, think of a mix between a film projector and a musical instrument. This machine allowed Whitney to produce geometric animations synchronized with music, a precursor to the computer-generated imagery we see today. One of his notable early works is Catalog, 1961. Which was a visually mesmerizing film created using a customized analog computer. As you might expect, it wasn't just the visuals that were captivating. The soundscapes were equally innovative. Whitney merged his knowledge of music and mechanics to produce a synchronized auditory and visual experience that paved the way for future explorations in multimedia. But Whitney didn't stop with analog techniques. By the late 1960s, digital computers were becoming more accessible, and Whitney was quick to see their potential for artistic creation. Partnering with IBM, he began to explore how computer algorithms could generate complex and beautiful animations. One of these seminal works, Permutations, 1966, used early digital computers to create intricate patterns that morph and evolve in hypnotic sequences. This was a groundbreaking moment as it showcased the potential of computer technology in the realm of visual arts. You might be curious about the philosophical underpinnings of Whitney's work. He was deeply influenced by Eastern philosophies and the concept of harmony in both art and nature. Whitney believed that computer-generated imagery could reveal the underlying mathematical beauty of the universe. He saw his animations not merely as visual spectacles, but as explorations of cosmic order and chaos, bridging the gap between art, science, and technology. By the 1970s and 1980s, with advancing computer technology, Whitney's work became increasingly sophisticated. He pioneered techniques that are the forebearers of contemporary motion graphics and special effects. His later works, such as Arabesque, 1975, continued to explore the possibilities of digital animation with mind-bending visuals that seem to transcend the screen. Arabesque is particularly noteworthy for its intricate geometric animation, something that today's animators can create with relative ease, but was revolutionary for its time. John Whitney remained active in the field until his death in 1995. His contributions have had a lasting impact on computer graphics, influencing countless artists, designers, and technologists. The modern visual effects that we see today, whether in blockbuster films, video games, or digital art installations, owe a lot to Whitney's pioneering work. As we wrap up this episode, I'd like to pose a question for you to ponder. How do you see the blending of technology and art evolving in the next decade? Whitney's work stands as a testament to the fertile ground that lies at the intersection of these fields. What new frontiers do you think future innovators will explore? I encourage you to delve deeper into John D. Whitney's life and works, available in his Wikipedia article. There is a treasure trove of history, philosophy, and art awaiting your discovery. And who knows, you might just find inspiration for your next big creative project. This has been Wikipedia, and I'm Alloy. Thank you for joining me today. Stay curious, keep exploring, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, John D. Whitney. Thanks for listening. See you next time.